Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We're located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Today is Church School Sunday, and our service has been created and led by the children who have completed Sunday school for the 2013-2014 year. Let us now join the children as they help us to understand God's Word through their sermon titled, Jesus Loves All of Us.
In this season of new life,
how can we ask God for his love if we're unwilling to offer it?
God gives us his love freely and hopes.
God's word tells us he is like our sweet queen out of the great goodness of his heart. God forgive us.
Who is in a position to condemn?
Only Christ, who lived for us, died for us, and reigns in power for us.
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation altogether. The past is finished and gone. Everything is fresh and new. Friends, what is the good news of the gospel?
In Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
Is from John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39. It is on page 100 of the New Testament. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let anyone who believes in me drink." As the scripture has said, out of the believers, the heart shall flow of the living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Everyone here is a member of Jesus' family. No matter who you are, you fit. You fit in our church family, and you fit in Jesus' family. God made all of us to just be who we are. Jesus loves all of us just as we are. God sent his Spirit to help all of us. We remember God's Holy Spirit today. We recognize that the Holy Spirit helps to unite us as one church family. I'm done.
Thank you for an inspiring message. The congregation from Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
As we get ready to step out into what's going to be just a perfect summer day, it's been really great watching these little and not quite as little as they used to be people get up there and help us lead worship, especially on this red day, this red Pentecost day. Because the point of the spirit of Pentecost is that it breaks down the boundaries and categories that we set up between people, where we think, oh, this person is small, or this person is older, this person fits here, this person fits there. What the Pentecost experience is all of that being swept aside by the Spirit of God's love. and God saying to all of us, I love you. Love one another. Take this gift of the Spirit, no matter how old, no matter how young, no matter where you find yourself in life, and love one another and speak that love all the time. And we've heard that and we've sung it. And now, as we walk out through the fiery tendrils of God's love, try not to get too tangled in them, but keep on going out there into the world and live that Spirit out. Because it's the Spirit of this day that we've so wonderfully celebrated and been led. And so now, may the love of Jesus Christ, may the love of God, and may the love that is the Holy Spirit live in and dwell in all of us today and our whole lives long. Amen.